Yep. It's about to happen. Come on, man. Let's do this. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. You are kicking it with Ken. I am he, doing my thing. It is good to see you all here one more time. So today is going to be a freestyle. I'm going to talk about a couple of things and see how the spirit hits me. I do have a topic that I definitely want to discuss, and the topic is this. Every idea and or every thought already exists. Okay? Every idea and or every thought already exists. I'm going to come back to that. First, I want to talk about something a little less heavy. There is a song called Feel So Good. It was recorded by Chuck Mangione. He's a flugelhorn player. It came out 46 years ago, like 1977, 1978. It was a good song. It was like a smooth jazz type of song before smooth jazz was even a term. And it was popular on popular radio stations. I took a liking to it. Had a really catchy melody. Simple song. It was a good song. I even saw him in concert. Good concert. For some reason, a reason that I cannot explain, that song would always come into my head. Even after not hearing it for literally decades, nearly every day, and oftentimes multiple times a day, that song would come into my head. I would catch myself humming it. Ba-da-da, ba-ba-ba-da, ba-ba-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-da. It's a little pitchy, but you get the idea. I don't know why. And it just persisted year after year after year where this song would pop in my head. I would find myself humming it. I'm not a whistler. That kind of bugs me, whistling. But it would come into my head until I started thinking, why is this? Maybe there's a sign. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's some cosmic heavy thing that is happening that I should pay attention to. So I let that sit with me for a little while. Eventually, I decided to record a remake of that song, Feel So Good. It's actually available. I'm going to try to put the link up, see if I can find it. But it's on YouTube. It's on all the streaming platforms. It's under my initials, KLH, which is what I go by oftentimes, KLH. So if you look up KLH Feels So Good on YouTube or Spotify, any of the major streaming networks, you'll find it. I thought, well, if I record it, release it out into the universe, maybe what's supposed to happen will happen. So I recorded it. I think I did a pretty good job at it. I hope you all will check it out and leave in the comments once you do what you think about it. So I released it to the universe, and the universe did not answer me back, at least not in any way that I could tell. Or maybe it did. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he kind of simplified it. Maybe the reason the song keeps coming to you is the universe reminding me that I should feel good. After he said that, I started saying to myself, it feels so good. I started saying, I feel so good and getting even better. Feel so good and getting even better. Do you know, the next day, after saying that to myself a few times, that song stopped coming into my head. Stop coming in. It was coming in every day, multiple times a day usually. And all of a sudden, it stopped. So I'm thinking, that's it. That was the message to the universe to me. Ken, feel better, bro. and I upped it a little bit. Feels so good, getting even better. That lasted probably for a couple of weeks. Then it came back. And now it's back like it used to be. Comes in my head all the time. I don't know why. The next thing I said I was going to do and haven't done, I need to remember. The only reason I haven't done is because I don't remember. I have so many things on my plate. Is to reach out to Chuck Mangione, the person who originally wrote the song, and I don't know, see if something happens. I don't know what. But it's an interesting thing about paying attention to signs that come to us. And maybe it was just that I need to remind myself to feel good. And maybe it came back to me because I kind of let it slip. I need to remind myself, feel good. You may have signs come to you. They can appear in a whole host of different ways. The point I'm making here is that we should pay attention to what's happening around us. Not just assume things are happening and there's no significance. A lot of times there is. Man, my eyes are killing me. Sorry about that. A lot of times there is significance to things that happen around us. And I think it's really healthy if we pay attention. Ask questions. Don't just let things go by. It could be something really supernatural in a most positive way that's going to happen to you. So the lesson in all this feel so good story is to pay attention to signs. Pay attention to things. You might not want to call them signs. Pay attention to things that happen around you. Things that are maybe a little bit unusual. And see what lesson, what blessings, what warning signs, what opportunities are possibly there for you. All right. So the main topic of today's podcast is this. Every idea, every thought already exists. This is something that I heard from the late, great Wayne Dyer. He, I believe, got the idea from somewhere else. It may sound crazy, may sound unfeasible. A lot of people may believe that, well, there are people inventing new things all the time. There are people who are creative, coming up with new things all the time. It's impossible that every idea already exists. There are new ideas presenting themselves, coming to light all the time. One of the examples I'd like to use to support this concept of every idea and thought already existing is when you have two people having a conversation, particularly if they're joking around, and one person says a thing, and in a split second, the other person responds in something that's witty, maybe even something that's really hilarious. We all know that comedy, even on an amateur level, even on a level just between friends or acquaintances, takes thought. Really good comedy takes a great deal of thought and intelligence. So to be able to respond to a comment in a witty, funny way, first you have to hear the comment. So it travels from the person to your ears, you hear it. Of course, it travels at the speed of sound, that's very fast. Then you have to process it in your mind and think about what would be funny as a response, and then respond. If you look at it as a practical matter, the mechanics of it, it would take some amount of time to hear something and then think about something that is funny to respond back to that person with. Some amount of time. But I'm sure you all have done it. You've certainly seen people do it. And people who are naturally witty do it all the time, but we don't think about it. So this happens literally in a split second. It happens so quick that it's too fast for you to think about. There is no time for you to think and question what would be a good way to respond back. There's no time for that. You hear the comment and bam, you respond instantly. I believe this is a perfect example to support the idea that thoughts and ideas already exist. So instead of the person making the witty comment, thinking about it, and then presenting that comment, these comments already exist. The thing that provoked the comment already exists, and the response to the comment already exists. And at that particular point in time, the commenter, the witty person, can tap into this universal pool, my term, of knowledge, of information, of thoughts and ideas, and bing, and pull out a comment that is funny and witty. And not even reaching in and pulling it out, but just being on a frequency where the perfect comment channels through this person. You understand? So no thoughts are required. You just have to be in the right space and time for this stream of knowledge and ideas and information to come through you in just the right way at just the right time. I'll give you another example. After I refresh my scratchy throat. It's been said that Mozart, the great classical composer, was a musical genius. Most people know that, even if you're not into classical music. But it's been said that he could sit at a piano and literally compose a symphony as if it was being dictated to him. He could sit and play it out from start to finish. As a practical matter, this is impossible. I know as a musician, you sit and you think about what it is you want the sounds to be, how you want to express them, tempos, melodies, harmonies, all these things. It takes a great deal of intellectual power to create a symphony. Mozart could do it instantly without thinking. How is he able to do this impossible thing? I believe that the symphony already existed and that he was intellectually or spiritually or psychically, whatever term you want to use, tuned in to just the right frequency that the symphony could flow through him. It required no thought. It just flowed through him. There are other examples of where a person might see a problem, a practical problem. I can't think of anything now because I'm not tuned into the right frequency. But if a person sees a mechanical problem, a practical problem, and they're like, well, what if you do this? Right? We've all experienced that where somebody instantly comes up with a bright idea. No time to think about it, just bam, it just comes to them. These are examples of when a person has literally no time to think about their response. They're just able to do it. And almost no one thinks about it. That's what I'm doing here. And I want you all to think about what are the possibilities? Why? Well, if it is true that there is a pool, a source of infinite knowledge, of infinite ideas, of infinite creativity, and that certain people could tap into it or could make themselves open to it, that's available to all of us. It is available to all of us. In another kind of way, we could look at how some people are able to become mathematical geniuses, like more than just a smart person, people who are on a supernatural level. They are people who are able to be open to the creativity, the powerful thoughts and ideas that already exists. And if they can do it, you can do it. Now, you may not be able to tap into a frequency of being a mathematician. You may not be able to tap into the frequency or be open to the frequency that Mozart was open to. You may not be a naturally witty person that can instantly come up with a hilarious comment to something someone said, but there is something that you are very, very well suited for. There's something that you are perfectly suited for. What you can do is to just be open to the possibilities. Similar to how I was saying to in the first segment, to be open to signs that happen around us. Be open to possibilities. Be open to supernatural things happening in your life. Be open to being able to be creative, being able to come up with an amazing solution to a problem or a situation. Be open to solutions. Be open. That is the lesson. That is, I believe, what Mozart did, what funny people do, what geniuses do. And when I say geniuses, again, I mean these super uncommon people who are genius on a whole nother level. That is available to you. And again, it's a matter of finding what your thing is, finding what your lane is. If we all do that, the world would be so much better. It would be amazing if all of us were tapping into our greatest potential. If all of us could be open to finding that thing that is ours, to finding our lane and then expressing that. So I want to encourage you all to stretch out, to not see yourself being limited, to being open to infinite, amazing, powerful possibilities. All right, so that's it for today. I'm so glad you were here. You already know if anything here resonated with you, had a little glitch there. If you like the material, I sure would appreciate your support. Please subscribe to the podcast. It's a work in progress. It's gonna get better and better over time. And you all are the founding members of this little thing of mine. And I sure appreciate you all for being here. So please subscribe, like the video, please share it as well. I super, super appreciate it. Also, you know I have a daily newsletter. It is called Hello Sunshine. The easiest way right now to get to it is go to my website, kenharge.com. At the top of the page, there's a link that says Hello Sunshine. Click on that. A form will pop up. You can sign up. It comes out every day. I'm so proud of it. In a way, I'm proud of it because I do it every day. And so I am over 100 editions of this newsletter, and I'm going strong, hitting you with something inspirational every morning. It's a great way to start your day. It's brief. It's a super easy, quick read. You could get up, read it, and in a minute or two, you could be done and start your day off, as I say, the bright way. Okay, it's your man, Ken, your man, KLH. I am out.